The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So with the World Cup set to kick off just 2 weeks today, FIFA is now being investigated by the states of both New York and New Jersey over their ticket pricing. Many Irish bank accounts, we know, might be breathing a sigh of relief after our defeat against Czechia in March, as FIFA introduced dynamic pricing for the tournament, leading some fans facing astronomical prices for tickets. Let's get the latest now with John Bruin with The Guardian. Good morning, John.
Morning, Claire.
The ticket prices are outrageous in some cases, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely astronomical, beyond the reach of just about anybody I know. I don't know people that can afford to pay, you know, thousands of dollars for a football ticket. And in England, that's reflected in quite a limited take-up. Funny enough, I was watching the Thomas Tuchel interview when he picked his England squad on Friday, and one of the England fans that was in this room said that he'd spent his life savings on going over. So that's a measure of it, isn't it? That this is going to cost people an enormous amount of money.
And are people going, though, still? I mean, what's the general chat amongst England fans around the World Cup?
Well, yeah, I work with a very committed England fan who's seen England all over the world and since 1991 or so, and he's not going. He just said he couldn't pay it, he couldn't justify it, and it sees no reason why most of those people that he knows of that, you know, core England support group will go, because it's just beyond the pale. And, you know, he would have been guaranteed a ticket for the final if they'd got there because of his, you know, long-standing membership of the England club, but he's not having it. He can't afford it.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting that this is such a topic at this stage. I mean, ticket prices have always been in the news, but it certainly feels like the coverage is a lot more intense this time. But things are different, aren't they, for this World Cup?
Yeah, it's dynamic pricing. Now, listen, a World Cup ticket was always reasonably expensive, a little bit more expensive than maybe a Premier League match, which, as we know, those with prices have been climbing higher. But it appears to me, and just about everybody else, that FIFA have decided that this World Cup, because it's in the United States, they're going to use it as a cash cow. They've taken advantage of that American system of dynamic pricing, which over here in Ireland, of course, you know, became quite famous during when Oasis tickets went on sale.
That's right.
And they've just decided to rinse everyone in sight, haven't they? There's been a kickback about this. I'd say it's quite late. It was pointed out by the Athletic journalist, Adam Crafton, who actually lives out in New York, that it's maybe a bit late. You could have, these bodies could have attacked this a bit sooner. The World Cup kicks off in 2 weeks, and yet here we are. And most of those tickets will have been sold or be on the market or on this resale market. Essentially, the argument for dynamic pricing is that those selling the ticket, it doesn't go into the touting market. But what that actually operates as is that FIFA or whoever's selling tickets is operating as the tout themselves. And people are right to feel aggrieved at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And our listeners are getting in touch to say that. But, you know, we had in the last couple of weeks hotels expecting huge bookings, saying that they just hadn't seen that happen. And now are we looking at a situation where, John, we're going to have empty seats in the stadiums at matches where you would have expected them to be completely and utterly full?
Well, yes. Yeah, I think that's possibly going to be the case. And, you know, for example, I mean, this isn't in the World Cup, but England are playing a friendly in Miami and the Joe Robbie Stadium. And it's expected to be 40,000 below capacity because, again, the tickets are too high. The demand isn't there. The travel's expensive. And, you know, this is taking place at a time that the world beyond America is suffering this economic crisis, you know, this cost of living. And they've always relied on, if you go to World Cups, you might turn into a town square and it'd be full of Argentinian and Colombian fans. But due to the immigration issues and, you know, getting a visa for the United States is a lengthy process and an arduous process, and one you don't even think you might get through. I've been through that one myself. We begin to wonder just how this World Cup will be filled, because remember 1994, at that World Cup, that still is the highest attendance for any World Cup. And that's with World Cups with a greater amount of games. But this one, we just don't know.
You know, if you think back, though, to the most recent World Cup in Qatar, and there was so much controversy in the run-up to that around the treatment of construction workers, about the treatment of those in LGBTQI groups in Qatar, around the heat that the players would have to play in. Then the games start, the competition becomes more intense as you go through it, and the focus really does turn to the football. Do you expect that to happen here too?
Yes. Yes, I do. And yes, and I think that's what FIFA most of all hope. And I think that's what the US authorities hope as well. There is a phrase, get the ball out. And as soon as the ball comes out, the problem is that because the group stage isn't particularly competitive in the fact that a lot of third place teams can go through, and there are a few games that, let's just say, aren't going to capture a global audience. I was looking at the dynamic pricing, Cape Verde v Saudi Arabia, you can actually get a ticket for that for now for $7 with an admin fee, but it only takes us about $11. How are they going to capture the world with that? And that those are the issues that they've got to deal with. You've seen FIFA's response to this latest, the New York, New Jersey thing. They've said no comment because they hope it's going to go away. They hope this issue is going to go away. It is true. Once we get to quarterfinals and you've got Brazil playing Holland or whatever, then, yeah, the football becomes the focus of things. But there's such a long lead-in that that factor may come in, those factors may still come into play well into the tournament.
All right, well, let's see if we all forget about this as time goes on. But we won't be able to forget about it if the stadia are empty as the games get underway. John, thanks very much for your time and for joining us this morning. John Bruin there from The Guardian on ticket pricing at the World Cup. If you have a view, do get in touch on 087 1400 106. This listener says, dynamic pricing was always a thing that would eventually rebalance itself. It's a happy coincidence that that is happening in the World Cup in the United States. So when dynamic pricing, says this listener, has done the damage and can't be undone with the World Cup, they decide to take it on. It's like trying to catch a stallion running down the road while you're on a pedal bike.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.